Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, July 22nd. It was sunny. I was working the early shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. 3 million people live here. Maybe a few more, actually, when they get hungry. We go to work. Don't we, Lieutenant?
We do. Good morning.
Somebody's got to do it.
Can I mention earlier you were talking about how long to talk to people, and somebody mentioned telemarketers. It's my opinion, if you get roped into answering a call from a telemarketer, you owe it to everybody else they would have called to keep them on the phone without buying anything for as long as you can.
That's another technique I hadn't thought of. That's right.
My record is 34 minutes.
I'd like to hear that conversation. Yeah, because all the advice is just either don't take the call, recognize it as spam, or if you do, hang up immediately.
Right.
But that's another way to go.
Yeah, help people out. I'm a helper.
You serve and protect always, even when you're investigating restaurants. What did you come up with this week?
Well, I went to a really nice place because my wife is tired of fast food, so we went and had a little date night.
Nice.
I heard about this place called Bartucci, which is at 3426 North Harlem, and it's kind of in this little strip mall, and they have this sign that it's like B-A-R and then Tucci. T-U-C-C-I. And so I've driven past it a million times and thought it was some kind of weird bar. And I never went in there. And somebody told me it was actually a really good restaurant, so I tried it. And it was very nice. And we've talked about, too, by the way, we talk about small places all the time. And this place, we went there a little early, but it was not crowded at all. And I think people really have to start going and eating out more because we're going to lose a lot of these restaurants.
Well, maybe everybody thinks it's just a bar.
Yeah, well, it could be. The sign was a little misleading, but so we went in there. They have a very nice patio, and it's a few small rooms. So in each room was about six tables. So it feels very small, and it's not very loud. And so we went in there, and they also have a room for events if you want to rent it.
But it's in a strip mall, huh?
It's in a very small strip mall there. It's basically Roscoe and Harlem, and which, by the way, traffic is terrible on Harlem. So be prepared to drive right south to Irving on Harlem is just rotten.
even for you, don't you put the blue light on?
Well, I work midnights. You have to think. I drive down Harlem all the time when there's no traffic. So
you're not used to this.
Yeah, well, I'm not used to it during the day. So we go in there and it's very nice. It's very nice people, and it was like fresh made pasta. It was very, very good.
Nice.
Yeah, and they have a nice patio. And I also had a braccio alla Barisi, which is Angus steak in cavatelli and tomato sauce. And this steak was like, I don't know if they tenderized it or something. It was extremely tender.
Mm.
And yeah, it was almost like I had Wagyu beef once a long time ago, and it was almost like that.
Oh, the Wagyu, the expensive Japanese.
Yeah, they massage
meat.
It or crazy.
Yeah.
I would never pay. Somebody bought it for me. Otherwise, I'm too cheap to go out and spend money like that.
Well, police officer's salary, we understand.
And they have linguine frutti di mare, which is calamari, mussels, shrimp, clams, and garlic, and linguine is like all mixed up. It's one of my favorite Italian dishes.
Yeah, my wife likes that one.
Yeah, I love that. And they have what I just thought was funny on the menu. My wife got a nice piece of fish, white fish and lemon and garlic. But I just love the fact that they call it a nice piece of fish. It's like that.
That's what it says on the menu?
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember the first thing I thought of was a scene from West Wing where What's that handsome? Rob Lowe says, there's nothing wrong with a nice piece of fish. I think that's where they got it from.
Could be. Yeah, could be. Sounds like a pretty good menu.
Yeah, a very good menu. Not really big. So there's it's not, they do a few things very well. You got a few pasta dishes, a few chicken dishes, a few beef dishes, you know, and fish. And they had some good specials. My daughter had ravioli, I think, and she was like, I should get something unusual because it's, you know, and they also did great bread they bring out. The one thing is that my wife, I'm sure, would want to mention this. I know Annie was, we did not know going in that it's BYOB.
Uh-huh.
Although, we also realized that we are not as smart as the people who were sitting out on the patio who called Uber Eats or whatever and had a bottle of wine delivered to their table while they were waiting for their food, which my wife thought was absolutely brilliant.
It gets a little pricey, though, doesn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Bartucci. It's more than just a bar. In fact, it isn't a bar. It's a restaurant. 3426 North Harlem in Chicago.
Yeah, very nice.
It's our Friday food police officer, Lieutenant David Haynes. And this place is not far from the restaurant you were just talking about, right?
Right in the same neighborhood. And I see by my notes, this is when I was actually supposed to mention the terrible traffic. But it's called the Nuts Castle. And it's at 3707 North Harlem, so just north of Addison on Harlem. And all right, so it's called the Nuts Castle, but and they do have a lot of nuts, and they have a lot of different kinds of nuts. But what I love about this place is they have Turkish Delight. And
what's that?
Well, okay, Turkish Delight at its most basic is just...
I'm looking at what you brought in. It looks very colorful.
Right. It's a jelly candy made of sugar and cornstarch, and it's got some powdered sugar on it. And I brought some of that in. That's the basic... Turkish Delight. And then the Nuts Castle, there's a sort of a modern take on Turkish Delight. So they have the jelly part, and it's wrapped around, in some cases, chocolate or hazelnut. And like I brought in some ones that are, the red ones are, they're coated in rose petals.
Wow. Which,
yeah, I didn't even know I didn't know rose petal were
edible,
which actually makes it more likely now that I'll buy my wife some more flowers, because one of the reasons is they just fall off. This way I could take the rose petals and reuse them, you know, in a dessert or something.
Good idea.
Makes it worthwhile. Get a little, you know, double.
You're always thinking, yeah, Lieutenant.
Trying to double up on it. They have them coated in pistachios and there's one there that's chocolate, and it's coated in like chocolate little dots.
So is it like a bakery? Is it retail? Do they provide this for other stores? What kind of place is this?
It's a Turkish store, and they have, in addition to the Turkish Delight, and they have a whole series of nuts. They also have spices from the Middle East, which so you can buy, really good spices. They also have Turkish coffee, which they don't actually, you can't go in there and buy a cup of coffee. They sell the coffee for you to take home. And it's made in the style of the Middle East, where you have coriander mixed in with the coffee, and it's actually very good. You can get a little taste test. She brews it right there, but you only get a little taste test to see if you like it. And, you know,
that's cool.
And they also have like tea sets. It's all from Turkey, and it's a bunch of little other candies, like cool little marshmallows and stuff. But the Turkish Delight is what I like the best, so that's why.
The Nuts Castle, I mean, if you see the sign there on Harlem, you'd think it's just like Nuts on Clark or one of those kinds of places,
right? Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, and it's a little different. If you're looking for a different, and that's what I was looking for this week, was a little different kind of dessert. Turkish Delight is the forerunner of these jellied candies that you buy like at Walgreens, orange slices and stuff. This is where that comes from. That's our American sugarized. This has sugar in it, but it's not as like high fructose corn syrup stuff. So this is like real.
This is better for you.
Yeah, it's better for you. It's a kind of a muted taste, so it's a little sweet, but and there's a lot of interesting different flavors.
good discovery. The Nuts Castle, 3707 North Harlem in Chicago. We've got the news coming up at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Lieutenant Haynes has some restaurant news for us first.
Well, yeah, there was an announcement this week that Little Goat, Stephanie Izzard's place, is moving off of Randolph Restaurant Row there. And they are...
Where are they going? I forgot. I saw that note a while back.
To, I have it right here. They're moving to 3325 North Southport, where they used to have the Southport Lanes, the bowling alley.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and that's a nice, great neighborhood, too. They did not say, we talked about Sugar Goat that last 2 weeks ago, and they did not say if that's also moving, but they're connected, I kind of would assume.
The Little Goat, though, is definitely moving.
Right,
Wonder why she wants to move off Randolph Street.
Oh, I don't know. She says that, it doesn't say why.
That's a nice area where they're going there up in Southport.
It is, and it's larger. It's a larger area. The Southport Lane is a pretty big place.
More room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we hear that you actually were mixing it up with the superintendent of police recently.
Well, mixing it up. We had a meeting. Nobody actually was injured in the meeting.
That's good.
But at the end of the meeting, I couldn't resist. I asked him what his favorite restaurant was.
You're gonna cover that for us
once
soon?
Once he realized I wasn't being a smartass, and I actually wanted, I wasn't making a comment about any other issues. I was actually asking him. He gave me a recommendation, so we'll review that the next time we're together.
Okay, that sounds good. Anything opening up of interest?
Yeah, Kilwins in Hyde Park is reopening after they had a shooting incident last year. So they did some remodeling. They ran into a whole bunch of problems, supply chain problems. And Jackie Jackson down there, who's really been instrumental in bringing Kilwins to Chicago. I think she has three of them now. One on Navy Pier, one on Michigan Avenue. And the Hyde Park one is reopening this week. And if you've ever been on vacation to Michigan, Kilwins is it's exactly...
Fudge, right?
Yeah, fudge, ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
This great, great chocolate, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you got a note about a Mexican place?
Yeah, the Solito's. Solito's Tacos. They have smoked meat tacos and margaritas. They're going to open up at 431 North Wells, which used to be Pink Taco, which I think is kind of an unfortunate name, but they were there for 4 years. So, Solita Tacos and Margaritas is supposed to be opening up next month.
Got a suggestion? BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com. Way to reach Lieutenant Haynes. BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com. Appreciate it as always, Lieutenant. Talk to you next time.
Hey, let's be careful out here.